Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning and welcome to the Owner's Manual. I am your, well, today's host for the show, Lanice Williams. I am your brand attorney and consultant here in Cobb County. And I also am here filling in today, actually, for John Sylvie, who is our studio sponsor. And he also owns two Zaxby's locations located at 2080 Lower Roswell Road and 591 South Marietta Parkway. So he has extended an invitation today to Miss Danielle Lester. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. So she is here today to tell us all about how she has gotten this title as the party guru. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Danielle.
Well, first of all, I want to again thank you for having me here.
Of course.
And hello, Atlanta. And yeah, let's go ahead and get started. So yes, I am the party guru. And I think I established that name from just growth of knowing the different industries as far as not just party planning, doing some event planning, doing corporate events, small barbecue parties.
I love a good barbecue.
Exactly. And you can take it and run with it. You can do some game tailgating parties and just make fun dips and fun games and things that people don't traditionally think as, you know, just a party atmosphere. Doing sweet 16s, doing wedding renewals, bar mitzvahs, all that kind of stuff. So I think I got the name from Party Guru, just taking it and tackling every aspect
of the party
business. Exactly.
Definitely. So what made you choose this field?
Oh my goodness. So it's not
you just
what
love
you
a good
think.
Party.
No, it's so not what you think.
That's why I would choose it.
Yeah. I actually always had an eye for interior decorating.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got my first house, I had the matching curtains and, you know, the couches and all that kind of stuff. So I think that played a role in the dynamics of the actual party business.
Mm-hmm.
However, I had an amazing job in corporate America. I got laid off. They downsized.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat at home for a year and thought, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
The first 6 months was absolutely amazing. I shopped. I ate everywhere in Atlanta. I'm like the food guru at that point. I can tell you where to go, the best deals, all the good stuff. And so then what happened was I kind of got bored 6 months later. Like, my friends are all at work. They are working at 9 to 5.
Who am I going to talk to all day?
I don't have anyone to talk to. And I've searched the internet and it's just nothing left to do. So I kind of started honing into what my dreams were, what my aspirations were, things that really excited me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still didn't really look at the party business yet. So what happened was my oldest daughter had a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, okay, I have nothing but time, energy, and resources. So I'll go ahead and start Googling and plan a party for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a carnival theme.
Oh, fun.
And I had bobbing for apples, one-legged races, you know, face painting, all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it didn't jump off yet. I had a really, really good feedback on it, but I still didn't understand that was my gift and talent. I just really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the behind the scenes of planning and prepping for it. And then my middle daughter had a party a couple months later,
mm-hmm.
and we did a fear
factor. Of course, she had to have a party just as fabulous.
She had to top that party, exactly. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Fear Factor was really popular back then. I don't know if you remember that show.
I do.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, we're not going to eat bugs and roaches, but what can we do to kind of, you know, be in the same level? So I did a couple little fun things, and the feedback was just phenomenal. And I literally had people calling me like, you should be doing this. You should get paid for this. This is not just a normal talent.
Mm-hmm.
And still,
tell me about this Fear Factor thing. So what, I'm just imagining what I would do. So what did you do for the Fear Factor party? Did you have them eating like chocolate bugs? Or
well,
something?
Again, I didn't want to like spook the kids and scare the kids. They were like 8 and 9 at this time. So I would do things like have a box, a mystery box.
Uh-huh.
And then I have you put your hand in and you have four different items you have to fill. And they may be like slime from a dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's not, you know. I might have noodles, spaghetti noodles that are like cooked and put spaghetti and say, this is intestines with blood. And they pull their hand out and it's like red.
That's
so
funny.
It wasn't like over the top, really scare the kids stuff. It was kid friendly, but at the
That's
same
cute.
Time, they loved it. And so I kind of knew from there that it was a gift. It was a talent and I needed to run with it and kind of see where it took me.
And how long ago was this?
Oh my God. I've been in the business 8 years now.
Awesome. Awesome. So that means you're having fun?
I absolutely love what I do.
Mm-hmm. And that makes the difference, I'm sure.
It makes so much of the difference. And again, I started with kids, and now I do adults, and I do corporate. And so it's just really fun to just see where their vision or their idea can take me. Because they're kind of challenging me to, like, step outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah, because you have to outdo everything that you do, right?
Oh, my God. See, that's the crazy part. It's like, I have to outdo.
You have to outdo yourself. You are your own competition in that aspect.
My biggest competition. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of scary because I think I set the bar for myself so much higher than the actual client does that if they want something, especially if they're a repeat client, I'm like, literally, like, what can I do different? What can I, you know, how can I wow them? What can they do to call them back? So I think that it really takes a toll as far as like me just setting that standard, like you said, and just outdoing myself. And I don't really see what I do until a couple of weeks later, which is kind of weird. When I'm in the moment, I can't see it. I have to sit down maybe 2 weeks later and I'll go back on Instagram or I'll go back and look on the photos or I'll go back and read reviews. I'm like,
I did that. That was
me. You're pretty good. Exactly.
You are living up to your name when you look at those pictures. So, as we all know, there are tons of party planners all throughout Atlanta. So, what makes you different than these other party and event planners that are in the city?
Wow, good question. I think what makes me different is that I started off doing my daughter's parties. And so, I didn't come from a school. I didn't come from a cookie cutting service. I didn't come from a degree. I came from the heart. And so the minute that I stepped outside of my daughter and decided I was going to make this a brand, my biggest thing to myself, my biggest promise to myself was, if you do this, treat every child as if it's your daughter. Because if you treat them as if it's your daughter, you'll always do your best. You'll always go above and beyond. You'll always go the extra mile. If it was my daughter, would she want a water bottle label? Would she want that extra signage? Would she want the extra CD with her face on it? And so I think what happens is I'm not in it as a party planner. I think I'm in it as a mom.
You're the party mom.
I'm the mom. And so moms love me because at the end of the party, they'll say, oh my God, Danielle, you did everything as if I would have done it. Or even not just a kid's party, an adult event, I still always try to put myself in it. If this was my party, do I want the DJ sitting here? Do I want this? Do I want the ice sculpture? So I think the biggest thing for me being set apart is that I try to really hone in on the definition and the love for what that person wants. And I think at the end of the event, it really, really, really shows forth that it wasn't just a party plan that was called forth.
Right. And, you know, I think that that's the thing in most businesses. When you're detail oriented and you pay attention to those things that other people may not pay attention to, that's what makes people come back. It's like that little added customer service means so much. And so many people don't realize that these days. Just be nice. Just do a little something extra. So when you first got started, how did you market your business? How did people know to call the party guru?
Oh, my goodness. I was all over the place. I was in Atlanta Parent Magazine. I did a lot of things just free of charge. I didn't have the resources and the finances to do it as far as pay for advertisement and commercials and things like that. So I had to do what I could do. So I did a lot of Google. And with Google, the key is you have to do a lot of SEO, which means search engine optimization, which means you put in the keywords to your website. If you're thinking somebody's going to Google kids parties, you have to have those words on the homepage. You have to have adult parties. You have to have party planner, event planner. So I literally taught myself how to create a website.
Don't tell them all your tags. Don't tell them everything.
I literally taught myself everything and kind of made it so that when people Googled these things and looked for me, they could find me. And outside of that, I didn't do a lot of marketing as far as finances because at the time I didn't have it. My biggest thing was to just let me prove myself. Just give me a foot in the door, you know,
and then start getting those that word of mouth.
Exactly. Get my foot in the door and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. And then you can tell your friends, and word of mouth is everything. So a lot of it was just me finally getting that chance and showcasing my talent, and it spoke for itself.
So do you have any advice for anyone that's thinking about entering this industry or just entrepreneurs in general? What would be your advice to those that want to start a business?
I think the biggest thing would be to put one foot in front of the other. I know it's going to sound kind of cliche and silly And everybody knows the three words, but just do it.
It's so simple, but I mean, it's so simple. Right.
It's so true. There's like no other way to describe it. I know so many people that are gifted and talented who are talking to me and saying, I have to go to school and I have to get a loan for this and I have to get business cards. And to me, honestly, none of that matters. Mm-hmm. I feel like jump out there, jump into the water. I'm 99% sure if I threw a person that cannot swim into the water, even if they knew how to doggy paddle, and they saw some type of hope, they saw some type of glimpse, they saw some type of way to get to the edge, I just don't think they would drown. Right. I think they would make a way. I don't care if you're on your back and you're paddling, you're scraping, but I truly, in my heart, believe that you would make a way just to get to that sideline, to hold on just a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing is people are in this box where they think that you have to have all these degrees, and nothing against degrees. I think it's amazing for the people who have went to college and done these things to make accomplishments. But at the end of the day, I really feel like it's your heart, it's your passion, mm-hmm. it's your will, and it's your desire. And so if you have a passion, if you have a desire, if you have the tenacity to want to learn, to Google, to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. to do the research, do the time, to put it in, to burn that midnight fire, I truly believe that everything else is going to fall into place, mm-hmm. because like I said, this just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And like literally I Googled, I researched, I answered my own questions. I found other companies. I found what I liked, what I didn't like, the people that I looked up to. Nothing was given to me. Mm-hmm. But I think if you really have the passion and the desire, just jump out there,
right.
and everything else will fall into place, mm-hmm. and you'll figure it out as you go.
But like you said, you just have to do it.
You just gotta do it. Those three words, just do it.
There's nothing to it but to do it.
Exactly.
So you've given us a lot of nuggets, but what do you feel are some of the valuable lessons that you've learned along the way that have attributed to your success?
Wow. Valuable lessons. Oh my God. Well,
where do you start, right?
Right. Where do I start? Because I definitely have fallen several times before I've gotten up.
But you know what they say. I mean, even the most successful people, that's how they became successful.
Exactly.
They kept falling, but they kept getting up.
I think that's like one of the biggest keys is that you definitely, definitely have to have the tenacity to get up. Like mm-hmm. you cannot wallow in self-pity. I remember one time and it was so funny because I actually forgot about this, but I sometimes like to go back and look at my Facebook post mm-hmm. and kind of just see where I was a year ago or, you know, mentally where I was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I text my mom or Facebooked her this post about, I guess I was going through something at that moment. Mm-hmm. And her response is like, you have one day, get over it. Who cares?
She gave you a day.
Yes. Like get yourself together and move on. Nobody has time for self-pity. But I needed that. Mm-hmm. And I don't. And then that's the thing. Like you don't have time to wallow and to feel like, woe is me. Everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. Everybody has challenges. Half the world has kids. Half the world has husbands, wives, whatever the situation, a boss that doesn't like you, whatever that goes on. But the problem is you can't stay there.
Right.
And so I think one of the biggest lessons for me has been to learn, take in whatever lesson is supposed to be in that moment and move on with it. You know, a big lesson I've learned with being in the party business is under promise and over deliver. Mm. And that's huge. Mm-hmm. If you bring something that they're not expecting, if you do a little bit more than they're expecting, you're winning. Mm-hmm. You know, if you over promise and under deliver, you're just the worst ever. So you definitely have to make sure.
He's the worst ever.
Like, seriously, I'm telling you, it's mm-hmm. emails, it's all kind of stuff that you don't want. So luckily, I've only had about 5 or 6 lessons that I had to learn over mm-hmm. 8 years, which I think is probably fairly well. Mm-hmm. But my biggest thing I would say now thinking back in hindsight, 2020, would be to just do what you say you're going to do at the end of the day. A lot of businesses promise things. They promise, you know, gift certificates or whatever situation be, and doesn't come through with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks volumes for your character and who you are as a person. So if you say going to be there at 2, be there at 2. If you say you're going to send an email on Wednesday, send an email on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. If you say you're going to follow up. Just be a man or woman of your word. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that people, especially in today's society, people respect people that are of their word. People mm-hmm. respect people that say they're going to do what they say. They're going to be what they're saying they're going to be. And that's just the bottom line, because you have so many people that don't do it.
Right.
That when you do
almost
it.
Almost expect.
Yeah,
it.
You're looking like, oh my gosh, she really called
She's
me on Wednesday.
Amazing.
She's amazing. Exactly.
Because, you know, it's just like you said, word of mouth. when you do a great job is wonderful, mm-hmm. but you have that same word of mouth.
Oh my God.
If you don't do what people exactly. expect you to do, and especially these days with Thea and like Yelp and
you
all
have
these different
10
things.
People exactly that can at any given moment. I mean,
man,
so, yeah.
I
just
mean,
do what
one,
you gonna do.
One person says something negative and now all of a sudden
you're the worst.
You're the
ever.
Worst. You're not a guru. You're not a guru anymore.
Right. So I'm like hanging by one limb, crawling down 25. Like, I told her I'm going to be there at 2.
It's funny, but so true.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you told us about your daughter's party, this mm-hmm. the carnival and the Fear Factor party. Tell us about another one of your favorite parties.
Oh my God. Let's see. I have literally.
I'm sure you have so
I
many.
I do. I have so many. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a favorite party or a favorite client, mm-hmm. you know? Wow. I would actually think.
Tell us both. Let's get us ready for the weekend. Talk about some good,
okay,
fun party
my
stuff.
My favorite parties, my most successful, most, I would say most requested parties are the spa parties. Mm-hmm. We do mobile spa parties for kids, all the way from 2 years old up to 16. Mm-hmm. And so we have had.
What about 35 and all?
I can do it, girl. I got you. Like, whatever.
My birthday's on Sunday. Let's talk.
Let me tell you, I am one of those people, honestly, because it's my passion, uh-huh. I probably won't say no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had people just throw out outrageous things, and I'm like, okay, you want to fly to the moon? Google NASA. How can I get the spaceship here to Atlanta? Like, I'm determined to, like, not turn away a person if I don't have to. But I think my spa parties are absolutely amazing. We do facials, manis, pedis, bring out personalized robes. Mm-hmm. We have a specialty cotton candy drink. The kids love them. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And that has been my number one seller for 8 years. So mm-hmm. that's, like, one of my favorite ones. And although we do it every weekend for about 3 to 4 kids every weekend.
Wow.
They're totally different because you're dealing with 12 to 15 different personalities, mm-hmm. different moms, different spaces, different kids. So although it's the same party over and over and over again, you're still dealing with different personalities, which makes it so much fun mm-hmm. because you have so many different kids that are mm-hmm. just, you know, have your kids that, hey, can you put on the nay-nay? And you're like, oh, okay.
I wasn't expecting
right?
that.
Right? Let me go Google that and find that. But it's just like fun because you just have a new experience mm-hmm. every weekend.
Mm-hmm. So who are some of the people that you've worked with? I was reading your bio. Mm-hmm. You have an extensive list of several A-listers mm-hmm. that you've worked with. Tell us about them and maybe some of those experiences. Only the good ones.
Yeah,
though.
I have all good ones. I'm my party girl. They love me. What are you saying? Well, this past weekend, I just did the Atlanta Falcons coach. Mm-hmm. He's one of the coaches, Brian Cox. I just mm-hmm. did his daughter. They had a tutu and tea party.
Oh, that's, I have two boys. I need some girls.
I do boy parties too.
But no, that's so cute. The little tutu and tea party. My
it
kids.
Was absolutely fabulous.
I can't do that with boys.
I love his wife, mm-hmm. Kim Cox. Shout out to Kim Cox. She's
Hi,
my
Kim.
Repeat client. She's amazing. And so, yeah, I've done their party several times. So mm-hmm. last year, Freddie the Falcon was actually at the party last year. Mm-hmm. And he did the facials.
Oh, that's so cute.
He did the facials for the spa party. So I thought it was super, super cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I've had Deshaun Snow. I don't know if she's you guys are familiar with her, but she was on the first couple episodes of Atlanta Housewives. Mm-hmm. And they have three boys. And so they kind of booked me for all three of their parties. So we did like a Nemo party. Oh. And we did a basketball party. And mm-hmm. at the time, they had the house that had the NBA mm-hmm. basketball court.
Oh, so that was that
Excuse
made it
me.
A little
exactly.
easy for you.
So we came in like this NBA gear, the striped shirts and the black mask. And, you know, we were like the referee girls or whatever.
Cute.
So we've done them. Johnny the Dude from CNN. She's like a repeat client of like 4 or 5 years. I've done everything with her. She calls me like, what are we going to do now? Again, I'm like, oh, my God.
I have to outdo myself.
Yes, I love her, but what am I going to do?
That's so funny.
Also, shout out to Cadillac Jack uh-huh. on Country Kicks 101.5, I do believe. Uh-huh. They're a repeat client as well. So his name is Cadillac Jack, and they've used me several times, him and his wife. So
awesome.
It's a couple people out there that,
awesome.
That like me.
So, yeah, she's in demand. You guys better get her. Get her now. So you mentioned, well, obviously, you said for one of the parties, you and some other people mm-hmm. were dressed up as, you know, the officials for the basketball party. Mm-hmm. So who are these other people? Because I know you cannot do all of this by yourself. Tell
God.
Us about your team.
My team is absolutely amazing. I have to first give a shout out to my mother. Like, she is my backbone. Like,
yeah, and she gives you one day. When you're crazy, she gives you one day and tells you to get over it.
When I'm crazy, she is my sound mind. She is my reason. She is my everything. So, like, seriously, I have to give her a huge shout out. I have to give my daughters a shout out. Let me explain why. My oldest daughter is 21, who actually...
Yeah, you told me that before the show. I'm like, 21? Like, when did you have her? When you were five?
Three, like... Exactly. I was like three. I was like embryonic status. But, like... but no, seriously, like, my girls, they are 21 and 16. And when I started the business, they're like, I don't never want to help you, Mom. We're not doing the business with you. You know, they hate the fact that I have linen, like,
until it
my
was
house.
Time for their parties.
Of course. Of course. And honestly, what happened was, like, they kind of were forced into it, me needing some extra help. And now they work with me. Mm-hmm. They love it. I mean, we'll be in the car listening to pop radio. And they're like, oh, it sounds like a spa party. And they're like popping and jamming. So, yeah, they're like my biggest fans.
I bet they're like your best friends,
they
too.
Are.
That's so
they
fun.
They are. I love them. Mm-hmm. My son is not in the business. But let me tell you about him.
I know he
quickly.
Helps. I'm sure you pull
let
him in.
Let me tell you about him very quickly. He's 8. Mm-hmm. And when I pack at night. And it's just my ritual. I can't pack during the day. I just need the house to be quiet. I need it to be just peaceful. I put on Pandora R&B, and I just have my cup of coffee, and I just pack at night. And I'm up until like 2 and 3 in the morning, just ironing and just stacking. And I just have my peaceful moments.
Paying attention to details.
Exactly. And don't get me started on the hot glue gun, because I will literally be up to 5 o'clock just gluing anything I can find. Oh, I should glue this. Oh, this is great. So anyway, long story short, he stays up with me. And
that's
he's
cute.
Like, Mom, are you almost done? You sleepy? And I know he's so tired, but like for some reason, he just feels the need when I'm packing at night to be up with me. Not on school night, so don't be calling defects in the morning. But I'm just saying, if it's a weekend event on a Friday, he'll stay up with me.
Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, Friday, Saturdays, disclaimer. But no, my kids are like awesome. My husband is amazing. He's been there through everything as well. And then I have like a staff of about 8 to 10. Nikki, she's been with me for a couple years. She's amazing. I can call her at any given moment. Mooney calls me and says, hey, Danielle, do you need me to iron linen? Do you need me to run to the store? Can I pick up a cake? I mean, it's a whole team.
Sounds like they go above and beyond for you, too.
They really do. And I couldn't do it alone. I have Jennifer. She's been in and out. She helps me with behind the scenes things. So it's a couple of them. Kenyatta. Sakidra, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Am I leaving anybody out? They're going to kill me if I leave anybody out. Oh my God.
You didn't talk about me on the radio.
Right. But I truly want to thank them if they're listening. I do have an amazing team. Like I said, Kiara, Asia, Alexis, Sakidra, Mooney, Kenyatta, and Nikki, and Jennifer.
Awesome. So you do so much. What do you do? I know you're into some philanthropy too. What do you do for the community?
Oh, wow. That's the fun part.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear about this because you're doing, I want to know how you have time to do all this stuff.
I honestly do not know myself. I have partnered with Children's Healthcare Atlanta, CHOA. And so I've done several events with them. I've done some give backs as far as like Valentine's Day. We did a Valentine's Day dance for the kids, and it's open to the entire hospital. So every wing can come down and dance, and we bring out a DJ. We bring out the decorations, balloons, food. My thing is go big or go home. And I'm not going to put my name on anything if I can't do it all the way. So if I just have to bring decorations and I can't provide food, then I just won't do it.
Right.
If I can't bring balloons, I just won't do it. If I can't bring, you know, because I want them to have the full party experience.
And I'm looking at some of these upcoming philanthropic things that you have going on. So... You're part of the second annual Thanksgiving Feed Atlanta Food and Coat Drive for the Homeless this month.
I'm so ecstatic about that. Yes, last year was my first year doing it, and we basically fed the homeless. We took about 300 homeless in, and the reason why I know that is because we actually had the to-go boxes, so we had numbers to kind of count to see what were our, you know, our stance was. And we had food left over. It was just an amazing experience. I had so many people come out and volunteer. We had spaghetti, corn,
so this passed
everything.
Already? Or this is
this
coming up? This
year.
Was last year. Okay.
Now, this year, it's again on November the 28th, which is the Thanksgiving. I'm the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we're still taking donations. We'll take anything. Coats, blankets. Our dinner is going to stay the same. It's going to be spaghetti, corn, green beans, bread, dessert, and water. For people that don't want to cook, if you want to call in or email me or Instagram me and just donate the sauce, the noodles, a can of corn, a can of green beans, a loaf of bread.
Anything.
Anything is accepted and appreciated mm-hmm. because we definitely want to feed Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's other donations and other companies that have big things. But literally when I go set up, they just came and drove. So I mm-hmm. want to make sure that I have enough to not have to turn anyone away.
Right, right. And let's see what else you have going on. IAAYB Kids Clothing and Party Line. What's that about?
So I get bored fairly easy.
When do you have time to get bored?
I get bored.
Turn your brain off sometimes.
I like it's like 20 tabs open in my brain at any given moment. And I think it's the only child syndrome.
Maybe.
You think?
It's just the entrepreneur brain. That's all.
So I'm like always just thinking like, what can I do? What can I do? How can I do it? And so I have come up with a clothing line mm-hmm. and a party planning line. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to feature a specialty child, which is my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. I'm a Mimi.
What?
I'm a Mimi, not
no
a grandma.
Way.
I'm a Mimi.
Are you a glam?
I'm a glamma. A glamma. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm going to put my baby on the plate.
I wish you guys could see her. Like you wouldn't believe that she had a 21-year-old, nor that she was a grandma.
And so, yeah, so it's going to be a whole line. I'm going to do custom plates, custom cups, a whole party decor with mm-hmm. linen and napkin and anything that you want to enhance your party to not be that Party City mm-hmm. cookie cutter service. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Party City. I love you guys. But I'm just saying something that's really custom and, mm-hmm. you know, made for your own. And then, of course, I want to do the clothing. So mm-hmm. you have the shirts. You have the hats.
That go along with the party.
That go along with the party.
Oh, cute. Cute. I like that.
Even with the adults, if you don't want to do the kids line, you can still do just a fabric or a pattern. Mm-hmm. And so one of my favorite ones, I have a little girl with her mouth wide open screaming at the top of her lungs. Her mouth is shaped like a heart, and she says, "It's my party. I can cry if I want to."
Oh, that's cute.
So
that's cute.
Yeah, just taking it and just running with it and just branding. I just want to go. I want to go global. Like mm-hmm. I want to be all over the world.
Like you said, do it bigger, go home.
Exactly.
And so, okay. Also, the Princess Christmas Ball.
Yes. So that's I have been contacted from the National Abuse and Hotline Center in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and so we're working to do a ball for the children of the parents that are abused. Mm-hmm. And so they are, you know, in shelters and they're going through their different situations and circumstances. And again, at any given moment, any one of us can fall on hard times. So I think it's important to embrace life and to embrace the goodness of life and not to focus on the negativities and the things that are out there that can cause you to kind of be drained and depleted. Mm-hmm. So I definitely am a heart for kids. I have a heart for kids. I mean, I had my oldest daughter when I was 16 years old. So mm-hmm. clearly I've been a mom since I was born, basically. Mm-hmm. So I have a huge compassion for kids. So I just want to give them a ball, give them a day to not worry about, think about abuse or that they're in a shelter, that they're homeless, whatever their situation is, mm-hmm. to dress up, feel pretty. I want the boys to feel handsome.
Yeah.
I want the boys to come in and have corsages for the girls and, you know, and just go through anything that a normal kid
right.
just experienced
right.
at the end of the day.
Right, because they deserve that.
They deserve it. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has a situation they're put in. And sometimes you're not able to choose the situation you're put in, and you have to make the best of the situation.
Right.
So why not embrace it? Why not enjoy it and have a happy moment for the kids?
Right, that get your mind off
exactly
of it.
Mm-hmm. for a couple hours.
Definitely. So, where do you see yourself in 3 years? I mean, you're doing so much now. Do you see yourself doing more, less? What do you want to do?
Oh my God! So I need to be somewhere fabulous, only because I'm fabulous. Like, okay, so like seriously. 3 years from now, because I don't like the 5-year question. That's like so far away.
Far.
I'm glad mm-hmm. you said 3 years. Mm-hmm. 5 years is like ancient to me. Like, I want you to ask me what I'm doing next week because I got plans for next week. So, okay. 3 years from now, honestly, I do want to have a building. Uh-huh. And my building is going to be like a multi distribution building. Mm-hmm. I want to have linen for rental. I want to mm-hmm. have wedding items. I want to have a ballroom if you want to rent a room out. Mm-hmm. I want to have a DJ area. I want to have a kid zone. And I'm not talking about like a kid zone, like bounce houses and things like that. I want magical rooms. I want a Disney room, a spa room. Mm-hmm. Like seriously, not Kiddyland. Like mm-hmm. when you walk in, for that one moment, you're transformed. Mm-hmm. You go into the spa, it's such a zen experience. Like, oh my God, I forgot I was in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Or if you go to the Disney room, you actually thought you were back in Disney World. Like, mm-hmm. I want to create magical moments. I want my brand to be global. I want to travel and have parties that I'm doing in LA mm-hmm. and, you know, in Chicago and mm-hmm. here and there. So I kind of just want to expand and just shoot out for the stars and just mm-hmm. do the ultimate party planning setup. That's where I see myself in 3 years from now.
Love it.
And giving back, of course. Give, give, give.
Right, right. That's what it's about. So what you've told us, like, all these wonderful things about the industry. You know, we're all excited about it. It sounds wonderful. Like, I want to just quit my job and be an event planner. But can you tell us some of the challenges of being an event planner?
Challenges.
Maybe there's none.
No, there's some. There are some. I think, honestly, the biggest challenges are kind of piggybacking off of what we spoke about earlier is stretching yourself. You definitely have to outdo yourself. And mm-hmm. then with an industry that's in such high demand, you have to be the forerunner. Mm-hmm. You have to do something that's going to set you apart. I mean, people honestly think putting a tablecloth down and a centerpiece is an event planner and a chair cover, and that's not going to get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much behind the scenes. You have to think it through and think about every moment, every detail. What if this doesn't happen? What if this vendor doesn't come through? What if this client doesn't do this? What if they don't like this? You know, there's so much behind mm-hmm. the scenes. So I think the biggest thing, the biggest challenges for me are just making sure that the execution is to my level, because mm-hmm. I'm going to have a higher level than my client. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that every single thing they want is going to happen, is going to manifest, and that I can stretch myself and I can take myself higher. So I always have to read and watch videos, and I watch like Les Brown and, mm-hmm. you know, Mike Thomas and just different people, Robert Kiyosaki, mm-hmm. I mean, Eric Thomas and Robert Kiyosaki, and just mm-hmm. finding things that kind of stretch myself. Mm-hmm. I watch Damon Johns from Shark Tank, and I'm always trying to find ways to say what makes you different, what makes you better, what makes you, your brand, mm-hmm. you know, significant. So I just kind of want to be that one star when you look in the sky that shines a little bit brighter mm-hmm. than the rest of the stars.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Like, you were just, that was a word of encouragement for me too. So obviously those are the people that motivate you, yes. that keep you going.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love them.
As an entrepreneur, it's important to have somebody in your ear all the time, because I don't know about your industry, but it gets stressful, you know, it gets really stressful. Hectic. So you have to make sure you have someone or something or some video, some MP3, whatever to keep you going.
I think a lot of times also, just to kind of piggyback off of what you just said, is that you have to set your mind on a certain level mm-hmm. when you're at a certain level. And what I mean by that is you have to surround yourself by certain people, even if it means like not just saying cutting off certain friends, but you have to have a season for friends. Mm-hmm. You have to have a season to where there's people that are above you that talk brighter than you, that you have videos that you watch, that you have documentaries that mm-hmm. you watch, that you watch biography, that you read. I do a lot of reading. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of watching how this person made it. I mean, a girl could tell you about how the UPS man made it, how the Vera Wang lady made it, all of them. I study them because I'm like, what did you do? What made it different?
Because success leaves clues. It's not rocket science. You just have to study it. If you exactly. want it, just like you said, if you're in the middle of the ocean and you have to get to shore,
you're going to figure out how to get it.
Study it, whatever. Study the person backstroking that exactly. in the ocean next exactly. to you. Figure it out.
I mean, I watched David Tatour. I love him. Mm-hmm. David, if you're listening, I am the female version of you. So.
That's funny.
But I love David Tatour. Like I said, I watch Shark Tank every week. It could be a rerun. Mm-hmm. I don't care, because I feel like there's something that I didn't see last week mm-hmm. that I can get this week. There's,
so true.
You know, there's some nugget that I can take back and say, oh, I didn't hear when David said this, or when Mark Cuban said this. And so.
Because you might have been like in a different frame of mind the week before. So you need to hear it again.
Right, right. So definitely. I'm loving studying people and just people. Jackie Onassis Kennedy said mm-hmm. that if she ever lost all her money and went broke, she would go into a restaurant, order a glass of water, and sit by the billionaires. And she would listen to them.
I like that.
And that she would hear what's the next biggest thing. And that's how she would get back on top.
So, and you know what? That's another thing that so many people don't realize is so important in being successful. Sometimes you just have to listen. Mm-hmm. Just close your mouth and just listen awesome. Sometimes. Listen to what other people mm-hmm. are saying mm-hmm. and implement it in your life.
Exactly.
It sounds simple, but just like the whole just do it thing.
Exactly. It sounds simple, but it's real.
Right.
It's real.
Right. So what's, I mean, you've given us, again, so many nuggets, but what is one takeaway that you would like to leave maybe an aspiring entrepreneur or a new entrepreneur? What piece of advice do you want to give them?
There's a couple things I can say. Number one, and like I said, a lot of this is really going to sound cliche, but it's just like the truth. Like there's no big fancy words that people are expecting. There's no aha moment that people are hoping for. I mean, number one, you have to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't believe in you, nobody else is going to believe in you. That's just real talk. That's just mm-hmm. honest. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe to the point where when no one else gets it. I remember when I first told people I was going to do birthday parties, and it was certain people. My mom was my biggest cheerleader. But I was people like, birthday parties? Okay, like $50. Like, really? Now I'm doing parties for $7,000 to $8,000, $6,000, mm-hmm. $300, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there was a time when people were like, you can't make a living off of a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, I saw the vision. I knew that it was going to be more than what they thought it was. But you have to really, in your heart, believe whatever it is. I mean, if there's a million hairstyles and you say, you know what, God has put in my spirit to be a cosmetologist, you have to know that he's going to articulate your hands to be the best shearist in Atlanta mm-hmm. or the best color stylist in Atlanta or whatever the situation is. But you have to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, because there's going to be so many no's. There's going to be 100,000 more no's than there are yeses. Mm-hmm. And if you, I mean, Coca-Cola had like, I think they said like 100,000 no's before they got a yes. And so if you're waiting on that one yes, if you're waiting on that validation, then you're not going to have it. You have to validate yourself. You have to believe in yourself.
Right.
You have to wake up every morning believing today is my day. Mm-hmm. And you have to see the cup half full. Better yet, the entrepreneur sold the cup. While y'all was debating on whether it was half full or half empty, it's gone because I sold the cup. Mm-hmm. So you have to believe in yourself and believe in, you know, your giftings, and whatever is for you is for you. Mm-hmm. And I think another big thing is Atlanta is such a big market for like almost like a baby Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And you can't get caught up in competition.
It's like the teenager Hollywood. It's now.
Exactly. And so if you're waiting like, oh my God, there's so many party planners. There's so many event planners. But there's so many people. There's enough for everybody to eat. So I can't get caught up in what she's doing, what you're doing, what this person's doing. I just got to stay in my little bubble, in my little circle, and say, you know what? I'm fabulous. Yes, I'm all that. Two fingers and a snap, right. And you will call me because exactly. You will see me and, you know, just do me. So mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things is just like, again, just focusing and honing on your gift, your mm-hmm. talent, doing your research, studying to show thyself approved. Mm-hmm. And when you study and when you show yourself approved and when you're in your lane and not worrying about who's on the left lane, the right lane, who on 285, who on 85 and 75, and you stay right there on 675, I promise you that, you know, your talents will open up rooms for your gifts. Mm-hmm. And it's just that simple.
So true. So Danielle, if people want to find out more about you, your amazing skills, maybe see some pictures from some events that you've done, where can they find out more?
Of course. So I'm going to give you a couple of things.
Get your pen and paper.
Please get your pen and paper or push record.
Right.
My website is, I have actually two websites. The first one is www.itsallaboutyoubirthdays.com. And that's www.itsallaboutyoubirthdays.com. And that's strictly for my kids' parties, sweet 16s, bar mitzvahs, all that fun stuff. I also do have an adult website because, as I mentioned earlier, I have branched out to do corporate events, Christmas events, weddings, baby showers, anything like that. And to keep in loop with the theme, it's www.itsallaboutyouatlanta.com. And that is www.itsallaboutatlanta.com. I also have an Instagram page. It's the first one. It's all about you, birthdays with an S. I also have a Facebook page, and it's under Danielle Lester. DanielleLester. If you go onto either one of our websites, we also have a YouTube page, and we have just recently started our Periscope, so you can follow us live We were here today showing us arriving here and all that good stuff. And I try to show little nuggets of setting up prior to parties and things like that. So I'll definitely keep my Periscope up and running. And I also have a Twitter.
Did you give that handle for Periscope?
Periscope is, let me look. Oh my goodness.
They need to catch those videos.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. I think my Periscope, I'm looking now. I'm sorry, you guys. It's slowly loading. What is my name on
Periscope? I love Periscope. Periscope's so fun.
It's so fun. Okay. There we go. It's the company name. It's All About You Birthdays. You can follow me on Periscope. ItsAllAbouTyou birthdays with an S. And lastly, you can follow me on Twitter. On Twitter, it's I as an igloo, A as an apple, Y as in yellow, B as in boy, 1. And of course, that stands for it's all about your birthdays. So I am definitely socially media inclined. And definitely trying to keep in line with what's going on and keep you guys abreast and keep you guys in the know so that you can kind of know what's going on and stay in a fun and relevant place with our company.
Fun and relevant place. I like that. Danielle, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Is there any last words you want to leave to our listeners?
I do. Thank you so much for asking. I do want to let you guys know we are hosting a fabulous Step and Repeat cocktails and consignment event on December the 13th. It'll be at 4 p.m. And we are accepting vendors. So if we have any entrepreneurs out there that would love to get their name out there, of course, I'm all about giving back. So guess what, guys? If you want to call us and, you know, showcase your event, showcase your talent, you can definitely call me on 404-669-6213. Or you can go onto the website. We have an Eventbrite link. It's www.cocktailsandconsignmentholiday.eventbrite.com. Or again, you can find us on Instagram under Step and Repeat Boutique. Again, this is an amazing event coming up for cocktails and consignment for the holiday season. And we'll be doing some raffles and we'll be giving away some money and all kind of fun stuff. So if you're a vendor looking to jump aboard and find something fun to do for the holiday season, definitely hit me up. And thank you guys for listening and having me. And it was fun and all that good stuff. And I have a gift for you.
Oh, gifts.
Hold on. I have a gift for you.
I have a gift. I don't refuse gifts. And it's my birthday on Sunday.
So it's a little treat.
I might have to reach over after because I don't know if I can reach it. Oh, look at this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
and my
welcome.
Favorite color.
Is it purple?
Yes. Purple and pink are my favorite colors.
Awesome.
Let me see. And I love coffee. It's a coffee mug. It's all about you birthdays. I love it. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Just a little token of appreciation.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. John, I'm sorry. I'm keeping the mug. You weren't here, so I'm keeping the mug. But thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us and telling us all about your business, your journey, your experience. It's always great to hear and great to meet other people in the community that are just doing fabulous things.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Anytime. If you have something else coming up and you want to come on and talk about it, feel free to give us a call and we'll make it work for you.
Awesome. Thank you guys again.
Thank you. So this is Lanice Williams. I'm standing in for John Silvey today. And it's been another great episode of The Owner's Manual. So tune in next week, same time, same place, but you'll probably hear a different voice. but we'll be here next week. And also, you can follow John Zaxby's locations on Instagram at Zaxby's 2080 LRR and also Zaxby's 591 SMP. So until next week, enjoy your weekend.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good, your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.